Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Purkey. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bob Purkey. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Altman reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Altman scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to second. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dark moves to second. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Altman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dark moves to third. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Altman strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Thomas moves to third. One out. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Purkey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. McMillan moves to second. It's Cubs, 2, Reds, 2. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynch hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Altman moves to third. Banks moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 3 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Bailey moves to third. John Powers pinch hits for Bob Perkey. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Pinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Acker now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 4 in the game. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Acker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Acker takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Casco pinch runs for Tom Acker. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Casco moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Bill Henry now pitching. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 4 in the game. Pinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Mabe now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Robinson. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 4 in the game. Walls bunts in front of the plate. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Morin moves to second. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 4 in the game. Long hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Walt Dropo pinch hits for Jerry Lynch. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo strikes out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 4 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 4 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.